Home Truths. South Korea's housing crunch offers a warning for other countries.
Buying a house in 2021 might be one of the biggest regrets of my life, says Kim Myung-soo, a 33-year-old whose home in Jamsil, eastern Seoul, has fallen in value by about $400,000. His wife is 33 weeks pregnant, and Mr. Kim does not know how he will repay the mortgage. He had planned to wait for prices to rise before selling the property to pay off the loan. Mr. Kim is not alone in his worries. Across the rich world, property markets look precarious. Few are in as bad a shape as South Korea's. House prices fell by 2% in December alone, the biggest monthly drop since official figures began in 2003. The slump has been particularly brutal for apartments in Seoul. Prices are down by 24% since their peak in October 2021. South Korea's market offers a glimpse of what may lie ahead elsewhere. The Bank of Korea, or BOK, began raising interest rates in August 2021, even months before the Federal Reserve and almost a year ahead of the European Central Bank. The benchmark rate now sits at 3.5%, a 14-year high, after officials raised it once again in January. The broader economy is feeling the pinch. Private consumption fell by 0.4% in the fourth quarter of 2022, and exports, which dropped by 17% year-on-year in January, have hardly cushioned the blow. They were hit by a collapse in semiconductor orders at the end of a pandemic-era boom in electronics sales. This sluggishness will only add to the drag on house prices.